guess my background was print journalism. I started taking photographs for newspapers mainly because I wanted to work with people. It wasn't until I realised that there were too many blocks between the story I wanted to tell and the story that actually got out in the newspaper that I started to think about maybe trying to tell the story myself. At the time, when I had this enlightened moment, there were people podcasting, and I thought, I can do that. I'm not a very good writer. I will talk and do an audio blog. Very long-winded. It used to take me about 8 hours an episode. And in the early 2000s to 2005-06, I did a podcast. It was a kind of requirement at the time that you would host that podcast on some kind of blogging platform as well. So I started off, like many people did, with Blogger. I soon started to see the value of getting comments and conversations starting around the content, people wanting to reply, respond, connect with me around the content that I was recording. In Iraq in 2005, I was effectively just fed up of shouting at the television. I went and took some photographs and added those photographs to some audio that I'd recorded in podcast fashion to create a video as YouTube was born in 2005. And that's when it really struck me, the power of blogging, the fact that more people would see that video on YouTube in 1 week than would have read in the newspapers for a month, all of the daily newspapers. Straight away, I thought, this is really the democratization of the media. This was a voice, a channel that anybody could really harness with a little bit of technical knowledge. Blogging platforms were becoming more accessible, easier to use, and I then concentrated on multimedia. If I wanted to do audio, I'd do audio. If I wanted to make video, I would record lo-fi, low-quality, fast and easy video. Platforms were being born out of you recording in 2006 and 7, recording small sound bites, small video bites, and posting them into Twitter, which, let's remember, is blogging. It's microblogging. Since 2006, 7, and really when it really kicked in 2008, all of my work now comes through these channels. The networks that I've nurtured and built over the years have become immeasurably valuable. Not only support in this country and abroad, technical support, crowdsource information, just somebody to have in the office on the second screen when I'm working alone for hours on end, the conversations that are flashing by, the education. I've learned more from subscribing to people on Twitter and having them share blog posts and articles to me through that than I'd ever possibly be geared up to read. For me, it's no doubt that blogging has not only changed the way I perceive the world, it's changed the way I share, it's changed the way I communicate, it's changed the way I learn, and it's changed the way I work, which ultimately has changed the way I live.